Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honour. William Hazlitt, the brilliant 19th century writer, put his finger on the problem with pride when he observed that it erects a little kingdom of its own and acts as sovereign in it. When we're puffed up with pride, we take total charge and push God out, together with everyone else. The proud person might look impressive for a while, but as the writer of Proverbs observes, sooner or later they'll end up humiliated. They look totally foolish. The alternative way is humility, and this is a completely different story. This is the key to all of God's blessings, so we need to be absolutely clear what it is. The trouble with humility is that we often confuse it with false humility, which is so horribly unattractive. Anyone who claims to be humble is almost certainly false. The humble person doesn't expend energy thinking about themselves. If they were ever identified as being humble, they would almost certainly deny it. True humility is not about denying that we have gifts and abilities, but about having a readiness to admit that we have failings and shortcomings. The disciples were constantly seeking to push themselves forward. They were interested in who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In response, Jesus could have given them a lecture about the virtues of humility, but instead, he called a little child and placed him in front of them. He said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn and become like little children, you'll never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus' words couldn't be clearer. Humility is the only way to make progress in the Christian life. Only when we acknowledge that Jesus is the King of our lives will we find his peace, love, and joy. Building our own little empire might look clever for a while, but it's bound to end in disaster. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as the Lord of our lives. Help us to constantly decrease so that you may increase. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.